Good morning.
Do-san.
My assignment this morning is to press upon you the urgency of completing the Great Commission. The Great Commission is the term that Christians use to encapsulate the final instructions of Jesus Christ to his followers. The most famous rendition of the Great Commission is found in Matthew's Gospel in the 28th chapter. After being nailed to the cross and being buried, Jesus rose from the dead, and before his ascension, he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." For the next few minutes, it's my ambition to demonstrate to you the urgency of completing this great and global task. And to do that, I will be preaching on the Great Commission from Psalm chapter 2. First thing I want to note is that the need for the Great Commission is implied in the Commission itself, namely, that the nations of the earth are in active rebellion against the triune God. I take it that the nations or the people groups of the world are in active rebellion against the triune God by virtue of the fact that Jesus prefaces the commission by declaring his possession of all authority in heaven and on earth. In light of this, Jesus states that those of us who are his followers, those who fall under his authority, are to make it our aim to bring the nations of the earth under his authority. He says, "Teach them to obey all that I have commanded." So, from the time that the commission was given until this very moment, we are aware that the nations of the earth are in flagrant rebellion against the lordship of Jesus Christ. This is why you and I are commanded and commissioned to teach the nations how to observe and obey all that Jesus has commanded. If you read the beginning of Psalm chapter 2, we read, beginning at verse 1, "Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain?" Verse 2, "The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, 'Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us.'"
第二、第三节说，世上的君王一齐起来，神宰一同商议，要敌挡耶和华，并他的受膏者，说：我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
Let the Bible be very clear here. There is no such thing as a morally neutral people group on the planet. Every nation on earth is either in rebellion against the lordship of Jesus Christ or in submission to his lordship. According to Psalm chapter 2, the rulers of the earth conspire against the Lord and against his anointed, who is Jesus Christ.
在詩篇第二章裏面說,在世界上掌權的,都是明目張膽的,來去謀算,來去敵擋神。
They are conspiring together to devise means and methods to overthrow Jesus from his throne, if that were possible.
他們都是盡量的去謀算,怎樣讓主耶穌基督不能夠在這個世界上掌王權。
The rulers of this world hate Jesus Christ and they hate his law.
這個世界上的人,他們是憎惡主耶穌,更加是憎惡主耶穌的律例典章。
For instance, in Mark chapter 12, verse 30, Jesus commanded us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Yet globally today, the smallest and the youngest of our neighbors are not loved, but are murdered immediately upon birth simply because they are female. Canadian genocide expert Adam Jones estimates that because of the preference for males as opposed to females, there are something like 200 missing girls from the world's population.
200 million. 有2億的女,神女是被謀殺的。This
genocide and killing of females in the womb or outside of the womb is being described as a gendercide.
這個謀殺呢,去殺這個女嬰的時候呢,是講到是怎樣來去性別上面一個謀殺,一個滅絕。
And this is in direct rebellion against Jesus' command that we love our neighbors as ourselves. Here in North America, children diagnosed with Down syndrome in the mother's womb have an almost 100% guarantee of a death sentence.
綜合症的病的時候,差不多是絕大部分都是被墮胎的。In
one study, it was shown that 98% of children diagnosed with Down syndrome in their mother's womb are not loved, but are murdered.
有一個統計就說,98%的嬰孩,當他們發現到有一個唐氏綜合症的時候,都是沒有被愛,反而是被謀殺的。
So rather than loving our neighbors as ourselves, we see that amongst the youngest of our neighbors, we are murdering them instead of loving them. This week alone, in direct rebellion to Jesus' definition of marriage in Mark chapter 10, verses 6 and 7, where he said that marriage is between a man and a woman, Ireland decided that they would decide for themselves what the definition of marriage is. So we see that globally, all of the nations of the earth are in active rebellion against the lordship of Jesus Christ. The recompense for the nation's active rebellion against the triune God is his righteous retribution. Continuing in Psalm chapter 2, beginning at verse 4, after describing the rebellion and the conspiracy of the nations of the earth, we read in Psalm chapter 2, beginning at verse 4, he who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. And then he will speak to them in his wrath, and he will terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill.
當詩篇第二章的時候講到人是怎樣,萬族是怎樣來敵擋神的時候,在第四節這裡說,那座在天上的必發笑,主必嘲笑他們, 那时他要在牢中责备他们，在列牢中惊吓他们，说我已经立我的君王，石安我的圣山上了。
Towards the end of the second psalm in verse 9, we read that the anointed of God will break them with a rod of iron, and he will dash the nations in pieces like a potter's vessel.
在第九节的诗篇里面说，这个受膏者是必用铁杖来打破他们，你必将他们如同摇杖的瓦器来去摔碎。
If you continue reading in the Bible, we come to the very last book of the Bible in Revelation, chapter 19, verse 11.
当我们看到圣经是最后启示录第十九章的时候，
Revelation chapter 19, verse 11, the Apostle John has a final vision, and in this vision he says, Then I saw heaven opened.
在启示录第十九章第十一节那里，约翰是这样说，我看到天是开了。
And behold, a white horse.
是我观看的时候有一匹的白马。
Then the one sitting on it is called faithful and true.
是骑在这个白马上面的是称为诚信真实。
And in righteousness he judges and makes war.
他是审判战争都是按着公义。
His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many crowns.
他的眼睛是如火焰，他的头上面是戴着许多的冠冕。
He has a name written that no one knows but himself.
他有写着名字，除了他自己是没人知道的。
He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God.
他穿着沾了血的衣服，他的名是称为神的道。
And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses.
在天上面的众军是骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。
From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations.
在主耶稣的口里面是出现一个的利剑，来到去击杀这些的万族。
And he will rule them with a rod of iron.
他是用这个的铁杖来到去治理管理他们。
He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh is written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so I repeat, the recompense for the nation's active rebellion against the triune God is his righteous retribution.
所以我再一次嘅讲，喺一啲嘅去反对神嗰个嘅国家嗰个嘅结局嘅时候，就系主耶稣嗰个嘅公义嘅审判。
When I speak so blatantly and so bluntly about the wrath of God, there are two common responses.
当我讲到神嗰个嘅震怒嘅时候，通常都系有两个嘅反应。
The first response is some people are embarrassed by the wrath of God.
有一个嘅第一个嘅反应就系佢哋可能觉得呢个嘅神嗰个嘅怒气系成为一个嘅尴尬。
We want to apologize for this kind of talk。
我哋会觉得好似一个嘅羞耻，我哋系想为着呢样嘅嘢嚟到去向人嚟到道歉。
But before you become embarrassed by the wrath of God, let me ask you some questions。
但系当你系觉得呢样嘢系尴尬或者系羞耻嘅时候，我想问你一个嘅问题。
Is there evil?Injustice and oppression in this world.
今日喺呢个世界里边，系咪有邪恶？系咪有不公义嘅事情咧？
If you agree that there is evil and injustice and oppression in this world, my next question then is: Should that evil be punished? Should those wrongs be righted?
咁我想问你一个问题嘅时候，如果呢个世界系有不公义、有邪恶嘅时候，呢啲嘅事情系咪需要矫正？系咪需要有后果？有一个嘅报应咧？
So if you agree that there is evil, injustice, and oppression in the world, and if you agree that evil should be punished and those wrongs should be righted, my next question is this. Who is going to punish that evil, if not God? Either we will or God will.
所以如果你是赞成这个世界上面是有不公义，是有邪恶的时候，哪一个会是做这个的审判呢？是神啊，这个是我们呢？
But if it is up to us to punish that evil, we have a problem.
但如果是要我们来到去做这个审判官的时候，有一个很大的问题。
If we are left to punish and to right wrongs, we will either overreact or we will underreact.
如果我哋成为一个审判官嘅时候，我哋好容易就系过分嘅嚟到去反应，或者系唔够一个正确嘅反应。
It is God alone who is able to exercise retribution perfectly and righteously.
只有神才能够是很公义的、很完全的去审判这些不义。
And only because God is worthy to righteously retribute evil, we are now free to love our enemies, not to take vengeance against them.
就是因为神是能够是很公义的来到去审判这些不义，意思到他能够释放我们，叫我们能够去爱我们的邻舍。
So the first response is some people are embarrassed by the wrath of God when you should not be.
第一个的反应就是有些人会觉得神这个愤怒是为了令到他们尴尬或者蒙羞，但是你不应该是这样去反应。
A second response is sometimes people get excited about the wrath of God.
第二個嘅反應咧，就有啲人咧就為去對神呢個嘅震怒咧係非常之嘅興奮。
Some people get worked up that God is going to take vengeance against the nations and He's going to crush His enemies under His feet.
有啲人對神呢個嘅審判或者呢個嘅所謂嘅報復係非常之嘅覺得好有好刺激，
好
興奮。
The writers of the Bible never got excited about the wrath of God.
但是圣经里面从来都没有说这些人是为着神的审判来感觉到非常的兴奋的。
The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 9 says, I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying.
在罗马书第九章保罗说 我所讲的是神的真理，我并不是在说谎。
He says, I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart.
他说我在我心里面是有十分之的悲伤和迫切的为你们去代求。
Romans 9 verse 3, Paul says, I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers.
在罗马书第九章第三节这里说为了我的弟兄我骨肉之亲就是我自己被咒诅与基督分离我也愿意。
The wrath of God did not excite的 Apostle Paul.
神的愤怒没令到保罗兴奋的。
He was neither embarrassed by the wrath of God.
他也不是为着神的愤怒而觉得是蒙羞或者尴尬。
Rather than being embarrassed by the wrath of God or excited about the wrath of God, we as God's people should be sobered by the wrath of God.
我们不应该为着神的愤怒感觉到蒙羞或者是兴奋，我们是应该为着神的愤怒而是清醒起来，醒觉起来。
The appeasement of God's quickly kindled wrath against the nations is secured only by repentance from sin and embracing Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
我们怎样能够同神这个的公义能够有一个的和好，就是要藉着主耶稣基督同我们同藉着主耶稣基督同神有一个和好的关系。
Look at Psalm chapter 2, beginning at verse 10.
在诗篇第二篇第十节的开始那里说，
What do we read?
我们看到什么呢？
Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Verse 11. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Verse 12. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
诗篇第二篇第十节话：现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官。该受管教，当存敬畏，当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，也当存战惊而快乐，当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作，凡按靠他的都是有福的。
So rather than rebelling against God, the psalmist outlines what the nations of the earth and their rulers are to do. They are to repent. And how are they to repent?Psalm chapter 2 verse 12 outlines what this repentance entails.
我们不应该来去敌挡神，反而是在诗篇这里是教导我们应该对神的反应，在第十二节那里是讲到我们应该对神的态度是怎样的。
First of all, they are to serve the Lord with fear.
第一的时候就是要存着敬畏的心来去侍奉神。
Secondly, they are to rejoice in the Lord with trembling.
第二的时候就要存着战惊而快乐。
Thirdly, they are to embrace the Son of God.
第三的时候，他们要去亲近神的儿子。
And lastly, they are to find their refuge in Him.
第四嘅时候，最后佢哋要投靠神嘅儿子。
Brothers and sisters, because God's wrath against the nations is kindled quickly, it is urgent that all Christians everywhere be about the task of fulfilling the Great Commission.
弟兄姊妹，因为神嘅怒气快要发作，所以我哋系有一个迫切性、紧急嘅嚟到系去遵行神呢个嘅诫命。
Look at Psalm chapter 2, verses 7 and 8.
诗篇第二篇第七同埋第八节。
Verse 7 says, I will tell of the decree.The Lord said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession.
受膏者说，我要传圣旨。耶和华曾对我说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。
In Psalm chapter 2, verses 7 and 8,Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the declaration of divine sonship and God's global purposes are grouped together.
在诗篇第二篇第七到八节，靠着圣灵嗰个嘅感动嘅时候，我哋系睇到神嗰个儿子嗰个神圣嗰个嘅位置，同埋神喺环球性上面呢个嘅使命系摆埋咗一齐。
Throughout the Bible, the declaration of the sonship of God's Son, Jesus Christ, and His global purposes are always linked together.
在圣经里面，主耶稣基督儿子这个名分，同埋神在这个普世上面这个的使命，那个的，都是将两样东西是摆在一起的。
Think of the Great Commission. The Great Commission is given after the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
我们看看这个大使命，这个大使命是在主耶稣基督复活之后来到是给的。
According to Romans chapter 1 verse 4, the definitive declaration that Jesus is the Son of God was given by his resurrection from the dead.
主耶稣在罗马书第一章第四节讲到主耶稣基督这个的身份，是他这个儿子的名分，是在主耶稣基督复活之后来到是去证明的。
Romans chapter 1 verse 4 says that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection.
罗马书第一章第四节说，按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
So Jesus rises from the dead, declaring to all of eternity and throughout all the cosmos that he is the Son of God, and then declares God's global purposes that the nations obey him.
在主耶稣的复活的时候，他是证明，他也是 去彰显了他是神的儿子，他也是去吩咐万民万族都是要将他的名来到去传开。
One of the greatest hurdles that you and I face in fulfilling this great commission is our attitude towards the wrath of God.
有我哋对呢个大使命一个最大嘅拦阻，就系我哋点样系去对神呢个嘅怒气嗰个态度系点样样。
The marginalization of the wrath of God minimizes the urgency of the Great Commission.
我们对神这个怒气的边缘化呢，是以致到我们是会低估了这个大使命的重要性。
Let me repeat that again. The marginalization of the wrath of God minimizes the urgency of fulfilling the Great Commission.
我们对神的怒气的边缘化是会使到我们低估了神给我们这个大使命的迫切性。
It was 2 years ago that I was diagnosed with brain cancer.
在两年前的时候，我是有一个的脑的肿瘤。
I was at Markville Mall with my two children when I suffered a massive seizure that left me unconscious.
我当时在 Markville Mall 和我两个小朋友一起，当时我是有一个发羊吊移动是昏迷的。
I was rushed from the mall parking lot to Markham Stouffville Hospital.
我在 Markville Mall 那个停车场是被送到去 Markham Stouffville 这个医院。
At Markham Stouffville Hospital, a massive brain tumor was discovered in my brain.
在这个医院的时候，就发觉在我的脑里面有一个很大的恶性肿瘤。
From Markham Stouffville, I was rushed to Sunnybrook Hospital.
咁喺 Markham Stouffville 呢個醫院嘅時候，我就被送到去Sunnybrook 呢個醫院。
They wanted to do emergency brain surgery.
咁佢哋就要即刻嘅嚟到做一個開腦嘅呢個手術。
With just a few hours before I was scheduled to go into the operating room, I began to try and communicate with loved ones.
咁當我做手術之前咧，咁我就好快嘅想同我一啲嘅好親愛嘅親友嚟到係去聯絡。
I wanted to tell two of my closest friends what was about to happen.
咁我咧就想同我兩個最好嘅朋友話俾佢哋聽有啲咩事會發生。
I sent them the same message.
咁咧我就將同一個嘅信息咧嚟到係去send 俾佢哋。
One of my best friends is Steve. He lives in Ottawa.
咁我個其中一個好朋友叫做 Steve， 佢喺渥太華住嘅。
But at this time, he was actually in meetings in Colorado.
咁但係呢個時候咧，佢喺美國 Colorado 嘅時候咧開緊會嘅。
I sent him an email message, and it read, "Steve, I have brain cancer. I have to go in for brain surgery. I don't know if I'm going to survive, and even if I survive, I don't know if I will remember you."
咁我就同呢個我個好朋友 Steve 講，我話我有呢個嘅腦嘅腫瘤，我而家要去做手術，所以我就將呢個電郵嚟到係去 send 俾你。我唔知道我能唔能夠係出翻嚟，或者我出翻嚟之後，我唔知我仲記唔記得你。
Steve dropped everything in his meetings in Colorado. He drove to the airport and he flew from Colorado to Ottawa. He picked up his vehicle in his home in Ottawa and drove immediately from Ottawa to Sunnybrook Hospital to be with me.
咁我呢個好朋友喺 Colorado 即刻搭飛機嚟到飛翻去渥太華，喺渥太華攞咗自己嘅車，即刻揸去Sunnybrook 呢個醫院嚟到係去陪我。
The second friend is Ted. He's a pastor in Brampton.
咁另外一個好朋友叫做 Ted， 佢喺 Brampton 係做牧師嘅。
I wrote the same message to him. Ted, I have brain cancer. I have to go in for emergency brain surgery. I don't know if I'm going to survive, and even if I survive, I'm not sure if I will remember you.
我同樣係send 一個同樣嘅電郵俾佢，就話我係有腦嘅腫瘤，我而家要去做手術，所以我而家要俾呢個嘅信息俾你。我唔知道我能唔能夠係生存，亦都唔知道我醒咗之後認唔認得你。
I waited.
咁我喺度等。
No response.
冇反應。
I tried again.
我再去寄呢個電郵。
Ted, I'm about to go in for emergency brain surgery. I don't know if I'm going to survive, and even if I survive, I don't know if I will remember you.
咁我再嚟到係去寄呢個電郵，就話我而家要入去做手術啦。我唔知道我唔會出翻嚟。我出翻嚟嘅時候，我都唔知我會唔會認得你。
I waited.
我再等。
No response.
都係冇反應。
I tried a third time.
我第三次再嘗試。
Same message.
同一個信息。
No response.
都係冇反應。
I contacted a mutual friend.
咁咧，我就去揾一個大家都識得佢嘅朋友。
I said to him, "Can you get a hold of Ted? Tell him that I'm about to go in for emergency brain surgery."
咁我就話你可唔可以幫我揾阿 Ted 咧？話俾佢聽，我就嚟要去做一個好緊急嘅手術啦。
Only after brain surgery did I see Ted.
咁咧，我做完咗手術之後咧，我就見到阿 Ted 啦。
A few weeks after brain surgery, I called Ted.
咁幾個禮拜之後咧，我就打電話俾阿 Ted。
I said to Ted, "Ted, I emailed you, I texted you 3 times to tell you that I was about to go in for brain surgery. You didn't reply. You didn't come. What happened?"
咁我就同呢個 Ted 講，我話我已經send 咗3次嘅電郵俾你，話俾你聽我要做呢個腦嘅手術，但係你完全冇消息冇反應，點解咧？你去咗邊咧？
He said to me, "I'm so sorry, Alex."
佢話 Alex 好對唔住。
I thought it was a hoax.
我以為一個嘅黑客嘅襲擊你嘅電腦。
You know, sometimes you get these emails. Someone hacks into your email account and says, "There's some emergency. Send money quickly." I thought that this was a hoax.
咁咧，佢就以為係好似一啲嘅電腦嘅黑客咁樣樣。你有時會收到一啲嘅電郵，就話我喺邊度啊，唔見咗銀包，我需要錢，你寄啲錢俾我啦。佢以為嗰種。
Both Steve and Ted got the exact same message.
Steve 同埋 Ted 同樣嘅收到同一個嘅電郵。
Steve dropped everything.
Steve 咧就即刻抌低曬佢所做緊嘅嘢。
He came to my bedside at great expense to him.
咁佢唔理佢用幾多錢，佢都即刻嘅嚟到我嘅床邊。
He responded urgently to my message.
佢係好緊急嘅嚟到係回應我呢個嘅電郵。
Ted did not respond at all.
但係 Ted 咧係完全嘅冇反應。
What was the difference?
個分別喺邊度咧？
Steve got the message and believed it. Ted got the message and didn't believe it. Brothers and sisters, all of you have the same message in your Bible. If you believe it, you will respond urgently. Apart from Jesus Christ, the nations of this earth are going to experience His wrath. If you believe that message that the Bible contains, you will pray urgently, you will give urgently, you will evangelize urgently. But if you do not believe that message, you will do none of those things. And so I simply want to ask you, what evidence of urgency is there in your life towards the Great Commission? If there is no evidence of urgency towards the Great Commission, it is very likely that you do not actually believe the words of Jesus Christ. And so I want to ask you to re-examine the sincerity of your claim to believe His word if there is no evidence of urgency in your life today. Let us be a people who gives urgently to the cause of the Great Commission. Let us be a people that prays urgently for the spread of the gospel amongst the nations. Let us be a people who give our children urgently to the great task of discipling the nations and submitting to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Unless the nations of the earth kiss the Son, He will be angry, and they will perish in the way, for His wrath is quickly kindled. But blessed are all who take refuge in Him. May you be a people who are wise unto salvation, for not only have you heard the word of God, but I pray that you will do what it says. Do not be like the foolish man who heard the word and did not do what it said. May God make you wise unto obedience. Thank you.
让神都是给大家有一个信服和一个智慧的心。